Ricky Crawford here. We're going to be talking about the 2024 Baxter Summer Concert Series. You guys got some big names coming in this weekend.
Hey, listen, you know, we kicked it off a couple of weeks ago with some local bands out of Arkansas, and it's come to that point where we're at our second headlining show on July the 13th this weekend on Saturday. Hoping the weather stays good, Sammy.
It's supposed to be nice and hot and sunny, though, so no rain.
Okay, well, listen, hey, as long as the rain stays away, and we hope for some clouds, so at least we can keep it cool. But, you know, there's a lot of trees in the park there, and hey, who can beat a free concert series, right?
You bet. Tell us about the guests this weekend.
Listen, I'm really excited about this one. We got an opening band named Trip that's coming in. They're out of Jonesboro, Arkansas. They're based in Nashville now, but they're just tearing up the scene.
And that's what you're telling me.
And all over the place, man. They've opened up a couple of festivals, one with Kid Rock, and the guys are just really doing great. Love it that they're out of another Arkansas-based band doing really well in Nashville. And then we got the main headliner, Kelsey Hart, who just had a number one song, Life Without You, on Sirius XM. I think it's number one there for a little while, and he's climbing the charts, so it's just great to have that kind of talent coming to Mountain Home.
Kicks off at 6 o'clock, and as you said, this is free. If people haven't come out to these concert series, they probably hear the music in town on the night and they're like, what's going on? They need to bring their lawn chairs and head out.
Listen, grab your lawn chair, head down to Hickory Park, pick your own spot. I mean, it's plenty available and open. You can sit way in the back. Got plenty of things for kids to do. If they don't want to listen to music, they can play on the new playground up there or the old equipment that they have down next to the stage. It's just a great family atmosphere there. Great live music. I mean, you can't beat that on a Saturday night for free.
Of course, it's connected to that entertainment district, so you can go have some dinner, maybe get a couple drinks, and then head over to the park.
Listen, you got raps, stories, you got all kinds of stuff you can go over there and see first if you want to get out early. And, you know, we always say the gates open at 6. The opener is at 7 p.m. with Trip, and then at 8:15, Kelsey Hart. We wrap things up probably around 10 o'clock. So come on out, bring a lawn chair, run around the square for a little bit, the district, and then come on down to Hickory Park and watch a free show.
Of course, you've got much more coming up. We're going to get you in later in the month to talk about these, but in case we don't see you again, on July the 20th, you've got some more special guests coming in.
Listen, we've got two cover bands coming in for 80s and 90s classic rock.
Oh, man, that'll be cool.
People always asking about doing something like that. We've got a young couple bands coming in that are really going to, I think, blow people's mind. Every once in a while, we try to throw a curveball in there and get some activity like that, but they're great 80s, 90s covers band. Really excited to have them. And man, this wouldn't all be possible without, you know, actually the name of part of the concert series, which is Baxter. I mean, every year they've stepped up, made this possible to have them for free. And I just would like to mention a lot of the other sponsors too. Mountain Home A&P Commission has stepped up every single year to help us with this. Mountain Home Rotary, Jack's Package, City of Mountain Home, Mayor's Office, ASC Warranty, Farmers and Merchants, which is the stage, Baird R&V, and then Lake Norfolk Resort and 24-Hour Fuel. All those people make this possible for a free summer concert series, and can't thank them enough. They're on every single one of these events, but it's great. Having guys out of Nashville come down here and pull resources and pull people, we've actually, over the last 5 years, have had 17 different states represented out there in the park, so it's just amazing what it's done.
It keeps growing and growing, and it's pretty neat that we're making Mountain Home a little stop on all their little trips.
Hey, we're trying to make it a little bit of a destination for folks to come out, hang out at the lake, hang out at the district, and then come down and watch some free live entertainment.